this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. I love you guys, and we hope you enjoy the podcast.
Let's make sure you compliment your kids. Find every opportunity you can to praise them, thank them, affirm them. You did a good job. Appreciate you doing that. Thank you for doing that. Really appreciate how you did that. Man, come on, that's important. That's biblical to do that. Number three way to build self-esteem. Call this five steps to healthy self-esteem. Now, this is almost a teaching within itself, but I just want you to give you this so you understand about thinking about you. You know, about us as parents, moms and dads. Number one, accept yourself. Well, the Bible talks about us being accepted in the beloved. That's King James for realizing we get revelation. God loves me just like I am. God loves me just like I am. If I go out and save the entire world tomorrow, God will love me no more after I do that than he loves me right now. God's love for me is not based on what I've done or not done. God's love for me is based on him. I'm accepted. He accepts me just as I am, with all the weaknesses and the warts or whatever else. I'm accepted. People who accept themselves are great people to hang around. Number two, know yourself. What you're good at, what you're not good at. That's a good thing. It's just like taking a list. Again, I go back to what the Bible says. No man gets ready to go to war unless he counts the cost. No man gets ready to build a tower unless he counts the cost. Sit down. What have I got that's going to work? What do I not have? What have I got too much of, enough of, and not enough of? There's nothing wrong with self-evaluation. Know yourself. Don't attempt something you're not going to be real good at. Number three, be yourself. Boy, don't you love people that are just themselves, not trying to prove something all the time? Be yourself. Number four, love yourself, which is a biblical command. 8 times, second great commandment, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Number five, this is a sort of a strange, but forget yourself. You walk into a room, a classroom, business, family. Focus on other people. The Bible says it this way, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. Be others-minded, not yourself-minded, if you want to get somewhere in life. Always be mindful of the people around you and what they need and what they're trying to do. So those are 5 steps to healthy self-esteem. Accept yourself, know yourself, be yourself, love yourself, forget yourself. It's incredible. Number four, talking about how to build self-esteem. Call this, how do I love thee? Let me count the ways. You know, it's like it's, every child needs these things. Now listen to this. Every child needs loving eye contact. You got to learn how to make eye contact with people when you're talking to them. They know if you love them or not. They know if you're just gum flapping them or if you're really sincere. When you talk to your child, look them in the eye. Make eye contact. That shows I care about you. You know, one of the warnings in Proverbs 5, 6, and 7 about the evil woman or the strange man, it said, don't let her capture you with her eyes. In other words, when you look into somebody's soul, when they're staring, he said, that's got power in it. Make sure it's for the right reason, not the wrong reason. But man, for the right reason, when you're talking to your child, look in their eyes, you know. Let them know I care about you. I'm focused on you. Number two, child needs, besides needs loving eye contact, a child needs physical contact, power of touch. We did a whole session one time just on the power of touch, how important it is, the healing it brings, the nurturing it brings, hands from it for loving, caressing, protecting, holding, nurturing, not for popping, not for hitting. Hugs are incredible, especially as a parent. Man, you know, I love the bumper sticker. Have you hugged your kid today? You know, I'm just real big on it. This shows an acceptance. You know, I tell people how they re-enter the family, come home from work, you know, after a long day. Y'all don't know how to re-enter your family, but you need to greet everybody when you come home. Don't come in like some independent maverick running through the house, grab an iced tea, sit on the couch, run up to your bedroom for your kid. You find your mom and dad. Mom and dad, you find your kid, you find your spouse. You eyeball them, you hug them, and reconnect when you come home. We got families that are like a baseball team. You got 9 individuals playing a team sport. We got individuals in the home. There's no connected. There's no unity. There's no camaraderie. There's no agreement. There's no love. There's no care because we never connect. We're just individuals living within the same house. So when you come home from work or a business meeting or a long trip, re-engage. You need to learn how to re-engage by eye contact, hug one another, reconnect. I'm back. This is what it's all about right here. I've been out, you know, earning a living or doing my schoolwork or whatever, but now I'm back and this is what's important. This is us right here. So physical contact. Number three, child needs focused attention. Now, there's a lot of times with my kids, we're just having a casual conversation. I'm not really focused on it. I might be doing something else, but we're talking. But every kid on a regular basis needs some kind of focused attention one-on-one. Let's visit. You know, I want to know about you. How was your day? Talk to me. You know, what are you dealing with? You know, how are you feeling? You know, focused attention. And then number four, every child needs discipline. Now, let me tell you something right now. If you don't think this is true, you just worked with kids for a few years. God told us this. It's because I love you that I discipline you. If I don't discipline you, I treat you as a bastard child. I don't care what happens to you. But because you are my child, I will correct those I love. It is built into humans. No, if my parents really loved me, they'll make me do what's right. You know, David Wilkerson, Cross and Switchblade fame, wrote a book called Parents on Trial, where he talked to the teenagers. How'd you get involved in this mess? Prostitution, drugs, theft, vandalism. He said, without exception, every teenager gave him the same answer. Pastor David, we got involved when a friend invited us. He said, I went to the parents of every teenager in my Teen Challenge program. And I asked them, Mom and Dad, when did you see your child begin to slip away? Pastor David saw him slip away, but they began to hang with the wrong crowd. Yet here's the thing. These teenagers said, why don't you let her? Well, because my kids said, don't get involved in my social life. This is not your decision. Because Mom and Dad did not get involved, the kids end up paying a horrible price for it. And the unfortunate thing is now these kids are in this rehab program. Now that they're older, they now blame their mom and dad for not making them choose the right friends. You ever see athletic, you know, football, basketball, major sporting event where grown men will sit there and wave at their mothers? Hey, Mom, there's a thing in Proverbs 1 that says, we're to listen to the instruction of our fathers, but the law of our mothers. Mothers lay down the law. They don't let you get away with anything. The law doesn't let you get away with things. There's penalties under the law. It's not somebody just giving you a suggestion. Fathers give instruction. Mothers lay down the law. That's why most grown men wave at their mothers because mamas wouldn't let them get away with anything, and they now appreciate it now that they're grown into adulthood. Hey, Mom. Hey, Grandma. Thank you for not letting me go stupid. Thank you for not letting me get messed up in drugs and the wrong crowd. Thank you. I know I was a pain back then, but thank you, Mom, for loving me enough to correct me and not let me get involved and lose years of my life and you lose honor and who knows what else. Every kid knows if they're loved, they're corrected. There's something built in. I don't care what kind of fit they throw, what they say, there's something built in. Number five, the power of positive statements. Talking about how to build self-esteem. The power of positive statements. You ought to read 1 and 2 Timothy. Timothy's a pastor. Some historians say he's got maybe as many as 5,000 to 30,000 people in his church. He's Paul's son in the faith, Paul who writes 2/3 of the New Testament. Paul has lived out his life. He's about to die. He knows that. His life's over. He said, I've run my race. I've run the course. I finished strong. And he's writing about this. In the middle of that, his son in the faith, Timothy, this man he's so proud of, writes him a letter and lets him know things aren't going well. And Paul has to write him back. And I'm going to tell you the power of positive words. Timothy's having some struggles with his church, man. People are opposing him. He's got some factions within the church. And so Paul writes him back and he's encouraging him. He says, listen to me. I'm mindful of your tears, Paul says. I know you're upset. I know things aren't going well. I'm mindful of your tears and you're crying, whatever. But let me remind you something. Number one, remember when I prayed for you? Timothy, remember when I laid hands on you and prayed for you? Remember the prophecies that were given, what God's promised? Do you remember your mom and your grandmother? Great godly women of faith. If they were women of faith, they've put faith in you. He says, Timothy, you don't have a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. So that's exactly what Timothy's thinking. He said, I don't have any power. I'm burnt. I don't love anybody. I don't care if they all go to hell. I don't have a sound mind. I'm going insane. Paul, all he does is write these positive words. I'm mindful of your tears. I know you're upset. I know things are not going well. But let me remind you what God says. God's got an incredible destiny for your life. You've got an incredible heritage and legacy through your mother and your grandmother. God's given incredible promises. You do not have a spirit of fear. You have a spirit of power. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives inside your physical body. Don't tell me you don't love anybody. The love of God was shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Spirit when you were born again. And don't tell me you're going insane. You're not losing your mind. You have the mind of Christ. The people with the mind of Christ can't go crazy. So what did Paul give him? Positive words. Built him back up. Through that entire letter, he said, come on, son, endure hardness as a soldier. Come on, be strong in the Lord and the power. He's telling them what to do, and he uses words to save this incredible man of God. I'm telling you, mom and dad, you want to build your child's self-worth, self-esteem, words are an incredible tool. You got to watch what you say, when you say it, and how you say it to your children. So the power of words. The other thing is this, building positive, how to do it. Number six, learn how to criticize without hurting them. You have to learn how to criticize your child, corrective criticism without hurting. It can't all be mushy, mushy, lovey-love. If I'm going to build your self-worth, I've got to tell you the truth because you know it anyhow. How do I talk to you? You know, there's a great passage in Ephesians chapter 3. It talks about the love of God. It said the love of God's got four faces, the breadth, length, depth, and height of God's love. The breadth of God's love means that God's a giver. You know, as a parent, you know, if I'm going to build yourself well, I'm going to be a great giver. I love you. I'm going to give to you. It's nothing you don't need, I won't give. Number two, talks about the length of God's love has to do with the walled city. If I love you, I will protect you. If I love you, I will protect you. Talks about the depth of God's love. The depth of God's love is this. If I love you, I will correct you. I will encourage you. I will protect you. And that means keep you from doing things stupid, even though you may want to do them. I'm not going to let you because I want to protect you. I'm going to correct you. And number four, the height of God's love has to do with encouragement. I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to do those four things. And what he's talking about right here, I don't learn how to criticize you. I will have to confront you, but it's because I love you. I'm not trying to tear you down. I'm trying to correct a behavior pattern. I love you, but I'm trying to correct the behavior. I'm going to encourage you, correct you, protect you. I'm going to do all these things right here that I'm going to give to you. But it's because I love you. Learn how to criticize without just tearing them apart. I'm going to tell you the truth because I love you. Number seven, dealing constructively with failure. Every kid's going to fail at something. It didn't go well. Disappoints you as a parent. Disappoints me as a parent. How am I going to deal with this? Well, I'm going to have to go back, so I love to collect biographies. Well, if you ever want to do something for your kids, collect biographies. You don't have to get the, they got them for kids. Small biography, everything from George Washington Carver to Abraham Lincoln to modern, you know, entrepreneurs. And I want you to know, every great person fell on their face on the way to success. Your life didn't end. Yes, it's disappointing. I hate it. You hate it. I hate it. We all hate it. But let's look at it constructively. We've learned something. And hopefully that's what you do in faith. You learn from it. You learn, okay, let's not ever do that again. Or next time we can make this adjustment and do this. But it's still an incredible process. Number eight, when the adolescent changes, that's where kids come home and they finally break down. Could be sons and daughters. Mom, what's the matter with me? They hit adolescence. You want to talk about their self-esteem. Adolescence is this. I'm going through physical changes, sexual changes. My body's growing, puberty, emotional changes, the roller coaster. Kids, they'll wonder. The devil will lie to them. You're going crazy. You're going, well, no, you're not going crazy. You're just growing up. That's all you're doing. So you want to build their self-worth. Help them realize the adolescent years, you're about to go through another major change as big as when you were born, as big as in the first few weeks of your life. Your body's going through another whole surge. Number nine, the hurts of youth. Help them explain. Youth can be cruel sometimes, but you will live. This too shall pass is my favorite scripture. Number 10, building a child's self-worth when yours is low. Four ways. Love them with an unconditional love. Praise them for their accomplishments. Expect them to do good. Come on, expect them to do good. And encouraging their independence. Eventually, you're going to grow out on your own. You're going to do great things. Father, I pray, give us wisdom to help build incredible self-image inside of our children. According to the Word of God, help us to shove the mirror of your Word back in their face and let them know you're destined for greatness. I don't care what the world says, what your talents, what your IQ, what your GPA says. God says you're destined for greatness. Begin to see it. You can see it in here. God's going to bring it to pass. That's what faith is. God bless you as you grow in His grace. In Jesus' name.
Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.